Hello, I am Robin Quine, and Jane Pratt is also here to help read the second part of this week's Chatterbox. Here is Jane to start us off.
Thank you for your message, Dennis Argyle, but please don't worry about the late return of your wallet. The post is so bad at the moment, we are finding a lot of wallets are not getting back to us for at least a couple of weeks. So just return them as soon as you can.
Now we have three forthcoming events from Vision Norfolk. The first one to be held at the Bradbury Activity Centre, Beckham Place, Norwich NR3 3DZ. For further information or to book an event, contact Mark or Helen on 01603 573 000 extension 341 or email mark.smith@visionnorfolk.org.uk.
Coffee mornings. Come along to Vision Norfolk's monthly coffee morning at the Bradbury Hub, held on the fourth Monday of the month from 10 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. Please contact Richard Polly on 01603 573 000 if you would like to come along. The next session will be on the 19th of August.
The Norwich Creative Writing Group is very friendly and open to all styles of writing and meets between 2 and 3:45 on the third Tuesday of the month at the Bradbury Centre. The next meeting is on Tuesday, the 20th of August.
Telefriends, a friendly listening ear. Vision Norfolk's Telefriend service offers a free, friendly, confidential listening ear to anyone experiencing sight loss across the Norfolk area. The service gives you the opportunity to set up a weekly call with a Vision Norfolk volunteer to check in and chat, with calls being made for as long as you require the service. The same volunteer will call each week, giving you the chance to get to know each other. You do not have to have to talk about sight loss. You can simply have a chat about your memories or what is going on in your life. All the volunteers have access to information about our services, so they can also help recommend activities and services, answer questions, or pass your feedback on to the right members of staff. All our volunteers are trained and DBS checked. Many have experience with sight loss and work within other parts of the charity. This service is designed to give you a chance to talk about your concerns and reduce social isolation. Please note, this is not a professional advice or counselling service. We have some keen, friendly volunteers waiting on the other side of the phone right now. So please get in contact with Mark Smith if you are interested.
If you enjoy listening to Gal Tina's contributions to Just Talk, you may want to hear her in person. She will be talking to the Norwich U3A on Wednesday, the 21st of August. This will be at the Novair Room in the Assembly Rooms near the Forum in the city centre. The talk starts at 2 p.m. and there is a charge of £2.50 for guests who are not U3A members. There is more information on the Norwich U3A website.
The Theatre Royal and Stage 2 are holding an open day on Saturday, the 24th of August, where they will be opening their doors to the public, offering a behind-the-scene day of activities for all ages. During the day, they will be running accessible tours, which will take place in and around the Theatre Royal and Stage 2, led by knowledgeable guides. You will have the opportunity to explore on stage, backstage, under the stage and in the dressing rooms, where stars have prepared for shows. The audio-described tours will be running at 11 a.m. and 2 p.m. Tours are completely free of charge, but please book a slot so we know how many people to expect. This can be done online via norwichtheatre.org/whatsonopenday/theatre tours or by calling our box office on 01603 630 000. Alongside the tours, there will be tech talks, a family activity trail, face painting, the opportunity to win tickets to shows, costume try-ons, and the chance to see the theatre archives. That's all for information this week.